Welcome to episode 16 of the You Matter podcast with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and on this episode of You Matter, we are going to take you behind the scenes of Shine 2016. You're going to get to hear a little bit from the line reveal, as well as how some of the pieces are made and designed. You'll also hear from artisan partners Anna, Cherry, and Jalia, and of course, Jen Hatmaker. We are so excited to bring you this content, but there was so much more to Shine than what we can bring you in today's episode. One big piece of that is where Noonday is headed in 2016. Go over to Bloomfire and search 2016 Sales Strategy. There you'll find a link to listen in to hear Allison Lime, Noonday's VP of Sales and Ambassador Development, as she walks through the exciting new updates and the vision for 2016 with Noonday Collection. Now, as always, I want to remind you that the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter and connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. So again, I love seeing your comments using the You Matter hashtag on the Facebook wall. You make sure that this podcast becomes a conversation and a resource in the community, so keep those comments coming. Melissa shared over on the main ambassador wall. She said, "Thank you for the most recent You Matter podcast. My hubby and I are hoping to travel to India any day to bring our little girl home. So I was that person taking notes. And yes, I did listen to it twice and make sure I spelled all those markets and shops correctly. Thank you. I have so many reasons to be excited about India." Melissa, that is awesome. Thank you so much for that feedback about episode 15. And congratulations on bringing your little girl home soon. If you do go to any of those stores that Joanna suggested, we would love to hear about it. Please come back and share on Facebook what you found. Katie McCauley and I teamed up at Shine because we wanted to record as much content as we could so that every ambassador who wasn't able to attend Shine could really feel like they were there with us. So we've recorded so much content, way more than you will hear today. So get ready to hear more snippets in upcoming episodes soon. But what we want you to know, if you were not at Shine, we were thinking of you constantly. You are so meaningful and so valued to us. And so in today's episode, what we want to do is bring to you the most the pieces that we think you need to know right now to really kick off your spring launch well and to feel really connected with the vision and the purpose of Noonday for 2016. So the first piece that we're going to bring to you is a look into the spring line reveal. It was such an exciting night. We were all gathered in a room hearing from Jessica Honegger and from the design team about the inspiration behind the line and how the lookbook was put together. And then it was capped off with a fashion show by all the rock star ambassadors wearing all the looks from the lookbook. It was such a fun night. So that's what we're going to bring to you now is a little snippet from that. The first is, of course, Jessica Honegger. She brought it every single time that she spoke at Shine, and today's piece is no different. She's going to share with you the tone and the vision for the spring 2016 line. Let's listen in.
And I love how Glennon talked about it this morning, that being brave doesn't mean that we're not scared. But what I found is as women, we become more brave when we connect, when we gather together. That's the idea of Shine, right? That we're coming together so we can go out in our communities to be more bold and take more risks. And so you're going to see that theme throughout our lookbook, through the stories that we're telling. We're talking about courage and connection. We're talking about women, when we come together, that we create courage. I love this picture of Jolly and I. It's all of the women whose children are receiving scholarships through the sales, your sales. And so that is in the lookbook.
After Jessica set the tone for this spring 2016 line, we got to hear from the design team. Here's Joanna as she shares one of the stories behind one of our newest pieces.
And then also, this is an example of how two workshops are collaborating together using their expertise to create one piece of jewelry. So we've been working with Haiti with oil drums for a long time, and we love those pieces. And then also we have been working with leather, like the Meridian Clutch, that really takes some leather making expertise. It's not just, you know, cutting the strand of the necklace, but it's actually knowing what materials to use to finish the leather. And so now for this earring, we're able to combine the oil drum and give it this unexpected twist of this pop of color in the back using leather. And I love how soft that the leather makes the oil drum feel. And it's a really fun piece.
Isn't that interesting how the two workshops teamed up for the Fortitude earrings? What that means is that two different groups are impacted by the sales of just this one piece. And I'm sure you loved hearing the ambassadors ooh and ah over the pictures Joanna was sharing. Well, those reactions were nothing compared to their reaction to the Spring Line Reveal fashion show. The Rockstar ambassadors modeled all the looks in the new lookbook, and I want you to listen in as The Great Escape, that black and white block printed bag, hits the runway as Lisa Foster models it. Okay, that reaction, was it not amazing? And that was what it was like through the entire fashion show. The excitement in the room was just out of control. And what I walked away with thinking is that if there is even a fraction of this kind of excitement and enthusiasm for the Spring 2016 line from my customers and from my hostesses, then all of us are going to have an incredible year in sales and an incredible season in impact. It's just going to be incredible. Now, as much as the Spring Line Reveal was a really exciting time, I think what most ambassadors really loved about Shine was their time with Noonday's artists and partners. We got to hear from them throughout Shine as they shared their stories and their vision as they connected with us over meals and even at the dance party. So we want to bring a little snapshot of those conversations directly to you.
My name is Ana Hernandez. I'm from San Juan de Laguna, Guatemala. Ha sido una gran experiencia de compartir con todas las embajadoras quienes están promoviendo nuestros productos, también con el personal de Noonday por la gran atención que nos están dando.
It has been a wonderful experience to be here and share with the ambassadors who sell our products and also to be with the home office staff at Noonday.
And is there something from your community that they would want to share with our ambassador community?
Agradecerles a todo el equipo de Noonday y a las embajadoras por el arduo trabajo que están haciendo comercializando nuestros productos y de recordar que cada producto que puedan vender, ustedes están dando la oportunidad a las artesanas y sus familias de contribuir principalmente con los gastos familiares de ellos.
Thank you so much to the whole Noonday team and to the ambassadors for helping commercialize our product and ensuring that they will sell so that the artisans back in my community can support their families with income.
And Ana, you're a woman of vision and you have a big vision for your artisan workshop. What is that vision?
Crear más empleos, ya que de esta forma nosotros podemos lograr un mejor desarrollo para nuestra comunidad y, por qué no decirlo, para nuestro país en un futuro.
To employ more people so that in the future we can obtain more opportunities and development for our community and ultimately for our entire country.
It's wonderful.
My name is Sarait Friedmeier, or Cherry, as most people know me. I am from Ethiopia, and I am the director of Elilta Women at Risk and Elilta Prodat.
Okay.
And it's been wonderful having you here at Shine. We've gotten to hear you share a lot of your story and a lot of your vision for your group. Would you like to share with us a little bit about what it's been like for you being here in Austin and at Shine?
It's really been fun and very encouraging and very inspiring to be with all the ambassadors and the Noonday team, because it's very, you know, it's very obvious that we're all connected. We're all a community of artisans and ambassadors. It shows, I mean, the connectedness of what one does, you know, supports the other. And it's just beautiful, a group of people sharing their hearts and sharing their passion together. So it's been a unique experience.
So yesterday you shared with all of us about a vision you had for your group back in Ethiopia. So would you share a little bit about that vision with us?
Yes, our vision statement for our business venture is to thrive, not just survive, because women are trying to survive, but through our business, through working together, we want each individual woman to thrive in what she's doing. The harder she works, the more money she makes, the more creative she is, then the more she's allowed to express it. And in her thriving in her own space of the environment that we have been able to create, then the business also thrives. So it's not just survival, it's not the business is not going to be floundering, but actually thriving. At the same time, the woman will be thriving. And then as the business thrives for us, the profit goes back to the charity that works with women and the rehabilitation of women out of prostitution. So that again connects back to the organization, to the non-profit of rehabilitating women out of prostitution. So it's a full cycle of each person putting their input, but also growing together and thriving together. Mm-hmm. And that's the vision that we have, and that's our prayer, that the harder we work, the more connected we are.
And is there anything from your community, the women that you work with, that you think that you would want to share with our ambassador community, or a message that you would want all the ambassadors to hear, not just those who are here at Shine?
See, and it's a product works with women. Most of the women who work at our business are women who have left prostitution, been trodden, really marginalized in society, and now they are learning to make all these jewelries that they're making. They can see the beauty in the jewelry, but them being able to make it and actually people wanting to sell it and are, you know, people appreciate it and buy it really means a lot to the women. So that's how the connectedness, you know, is really wonderful, because it starts with the women producing, and then the ambassadors are able to sell, and the Noonday collection team making the connection, helping the designs. It's just amazing circle of friends. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the message I'll take to my friends back home, and that's the message that I have for the ambassadors here, that we all... Yeah, we need each other. We support one another. It's just a beautiful picture.
Here at Noonday, we're always saying we're better together.
I love that. Better together. That's wonderful.
That's great.
Cherry really impressed all of us at Shine with her passion and her vision and just her genuine love for her friends in Ethiopia. That vision that she shared, her vision was that those she works with can thrive, not just survive. That's something I'm going to bring to my trunk shows. I just think that's so meaningful, that the people she works with can thrive, not just survive, through their work that they receive through their partnership with Noonday Collection. And now finally, we want to share with you an interview we had with an artisan who really needs no introduction.
Hi, I'm Jalia from Uganda.
Yeah, hi Jalia. We all know you, and we're so happy that you are here at Shine yet again.
Yeah.
So you've already got your cowboy boots, we know. Or did you get your cowboy boots? A lot of people wonder, did you ever get those boots?
I did get the boots. They're not the exact cowboy boots that are that I, I'll be looking for, but they're good and I love them.
So this is, gosh, your third time to come to Shine?
It is.
That's wonderful. So what has this time at Shine been like for you?
It is always a good experience for me to come to Shine. It's very encouraging for me. It's exciting. I get to experience a lot of love, a lot of like pictures. I feel like really famous. Mm-hmm. It's a good feeling, but this time it has also been very encouraging to me to see that people are still very excited about our product. The ladies look beautiful in these products, and some ambassadors are just like really, really excited to sell. So I'm so encouraged. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, and I've seen a sneak peek of the spring line, and there's a necklace that was around when I first began with Noonday, that that old Happy Day necklace. So I think that's going to be so fun to sell this summer. I can't wait.
Yeah, I love it. I love that necklace.
Yeah. What would you want the ambassadors, if your community was all here with you, what would they be telling the ambassador community?
Oh, my God.
Could we have a dance party?
I imagine they would, of course, a dance party would be good. I imagine they would be like all so happy, just hugging them and loving them. They will be saying like, thank you, like really, really thank you. I would get, like representing them, I would say thank you so much for all the work you're doing. Thank you for getting out there, for getting out of your comfort zone, for really just sharing our stories and loving us and praying for us and supporting us. It has really made a difference in our lives. Our lives could never, like never be the same again. So yeah, I would just love, like, just really thank them.
Oh, that's awesome, Jolly. Well, you are the reason I'm still an ambassador. When I first began with Noonday, I wasn't sure, it was uncomfortable. I was getting nervous and people were telling me no to trunk shows. And Jessica got on the phone with the 12 of us and told us about you guys. And there were 11 people working part-time. And she's like, we got to get these people working full-time. Yeah. So everyone call, book some trunk shows. And I remember it was a changing point for me. I was like, if Jolia lived in my town, she would get on the phone and call the people I can get on the phone with. So I'm going to be Jolia and I'm going to call everybody.
Oh, thank you.
So I just love getting to meet you and talk to you right now.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to meet you all. I'm encouraged by all the love you have for us and how you love our product and stories, everything.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jolia. We'll see you next Shine, huh?
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Karen Gibbs, Noonday's leader of artisan relations and production, said at last year's Shine that it's not we aid artisans, it's artisans aid us. And getting to hear and spend time with Anna and with Cherry and Jolia last week at Shine just really confirmed that for me. And I think all ambassadors would say our lives are richer for having known them. They're richer for being able to wear and enjoy their products and get to share them with others. It's just a really profound way of thinking about how we do our business. And I hope these interviews helped you walk away with that same sense for your own business. Now, as if we don't love Noonday enough, I want you to hear straight from Jen Hatmaker as she shares what she loves about Noonday and what she loves about our community of ambassadors.
First of all, Noonday makes me pretty, and that's just saying something, because I came to Noonday with zero fashion sense, and Jessica has styled me 1,000 times, like, for galas, for weddings, for events, for my life, and so I want to thank you for giving a clueless girl some sense. But the real story for me is that I love the premise of Noonday, which is women empowering women. That's my whole world. That's the whole drum that I beat. That's what I care about. That's what I do, just in a different arena. And so when I see a company that is so vibrant and so brilliant and so amazing, and their whole purpose is to empower women, both artisans around the world and each other as ambassadors and staff, I could just stand on my chair and holler. I mean, this is the stuff. this is the good stuff of life, and it's not all self-serving, and it's not pointless. It matters. It has so much value. It impacts lives and families and communities, and it is literally changing the world. And so there's not enough superlatives in all the world for me. As long as I live, I will be a Noonday cheerleader.
What a great way to close out our episode on Shine 2016. We have so many more clips that we captured, like we said, and we're going to be sharing these on our upcoming episode, so be sure and listen in. We hope you really feel like you were there with us, because that was our hope as we put this episode together. Now, please take a moment and share your takeaways from today's episode over on our Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. Let's keep the conversation going until next time. As you interact, we'll drive content and hopefully share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we'll talk again soon.